Welcome to the new month.
I'd like us to pray with a song this morning that says, "Guide me, O thou great Redeemer, pilgrim through this barren land." I have never been through March 2023. I don't know if some of you have done that, probably in your dream, in your sleep state, but I've never been through it. There is a need for somebody to hold me so that I can move faster than I ever could think about. Therefore, I want us to sing that song prayerfully this morning. Guide me, O
thy great
Redeemer, pilgrims through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful
bread of heaven,
bread of heaven,
bread of heaven.
Give me till I want no. Feed me till I want no. Can you pray this morning and say, "Father, feed me till I want no more. Hold me in the month of March. Keep me in the month of March. Preserve me in the month of March. Make me to flourish in the month of March. Make me to move forward in the month of March. Cause me to triumph in the month of March. Give me testimonies in this new month. Make me to soar. Make me to move. Make me not to be limited." Please pray for yourself. There is no way you can survive it without Him. Please pray this morning. Oh, that He will feed you till you want no more. Please pray for yourself this morning. Make a declaration that is very special. Oh, make a declaration that is special. Hallelujah. Let's take it again now. Guide me. Guide me, O
thou great Redeemer.
Thou great Redeemer. This barren land,
I love
thee.
But thou art mighty.
But thou art mighty.
Hold me true.
Hold me with thy powerful bread of heaven, bread of heaven, bread of heaven. Feed me till I want no more. Feed me till I want bread of heaven. Hallelujah.
Bread of heaven.
Feed me till I want no more. In this month of March 2023, lines will fall onto you in pleasant places. Things that have been very difficult and extremely difficult will become easier with you. When men are being turned back from favor, God will favor you. When people are saying there is a casting down, you will have a testimony. Your testimony will be lifted up. Shout hallelujah. Shout a louder hallelujah. Well, could you just say welcome to month to somebody before you sit down? Just welcome them to month of March. Mr. Isaiah, welcome to March. You will march forward. Hallelujah. Well, it's a new month, and I'm always excited when it's new month. Do you want to know the reason? Because
It's only by the mercy of God that we are surviving. When you look at the lifespan of average Nigeria, according to our people, the World Health Organization and all the rest, some of you are not supposed to be alive. But there is nothing they can do about it because you have just started living. You will live long. You will live well. Sickness will not be your portion. You know, when you look at grandmas of 81 plus going 82 and looking forward to 90, you will be excited because God has been faithful. And that's why I'm always excited. I don't know about you. Every new day when I wake up, I'm excited because it's a privilege. And it's God telling you that thing that you have been praying for that have not happened, you are alive. You will see it. And so this morning, we'll be taking a look at the word of God that I titled, Breaking Forth. Breaking Forth. That means breaking forth. It's just breaking on. And in the course of preparing, I remember as I started growing up, I grew up in a rural area here, very close to this place. And as I started growing up, in those days, when you don't have a chicken to raise, there is something wrong with you. So, you know, at the backyard, they always keep this cocoon where they put the chicken inside. And when it's time for them to, you know, lay eggs, they go in there, they lay their eggs. Some of them, they prepare the half-cracked calabash where we'll put sand inside. You know, experience. And then, you know, oftentimes I go and watch this scenario. There is no chicken that will come out of that egg without breaking forth. It is not possible. For a chicken to hatch the egg, number one must come from that chick inside. The tiny beak that is irrelevant, that seems as if it doesn't have power, is the first thing that it must use to crack the egg. If it doesn't crack the egg, there are two options. We follow the two options. One, we crack it. Second one, we throw it away. The one that is thrown away is wasted. And you as a child of God, you have that power to start it. Breaking forth must come from you. It doesn't come from God. You start the process. And God is on your side. And so most of the time when these chicks eventually, you know, they crack, you are excited to go and watch. And then gradually the egg will naturally, Abi Baba Greek, I hope I'm right, it will naturally break into two on its own. Equal to. Hey, Joe, who is the miracle worker there? Hey, God is the one. All it needs to do is to cause a spark. And so we have listened to so many of our speakers talking about the bus. And my prayer is that we will take a step, we will move forward. And so breaking forth, it simply means to enlarge. To remove the lid that is set upon your head. Some of us, we have these complaints. It is Nigerian factor. Let's not say that as much as it's part of you anymore. It is not Nigeria that's making you to be poor. It is not Nigeria that is making you to be sick. Please, remove yourself. Isaiah chapter 60 that we have spoken about since the beginning of this year, verse 2 says, darkness shall cover the heart, and gross, multiple of darkness, the people. But it says the Lord will arise concerning you, because you will not be under that. You are not under the yoke. So when people are saying, Koleda Mot, let them know that, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will serve the Lord. And that's why he promised that when you serve him, he will bless your bread and he will bless your water. What else does a man need? So, breaking forth means to enlarge. But there are sequential movements. Number one, it could be steadily, you know, breaking forth steadily. Next will be progressively. You know, it will be as if you are the only one doing that business. And finally, it becomes massively. These three levels must happen. Don't bother to jump the line. Because anything that is like that, the MMM, last week we have heard about it. You say you put in 100,000, sure, you get 500,000. Already see. They said the 500 naira, if you put it in, multiply by 5, you get 2.5. Ofisi. The day you will put that 2.5 inside and it will bring zero, don't cry to the church. Because you have been warned. And to be forewarned is to be forearmed. And so breaking forth is what God has designed for all of us. Well, there are different routes where you can break forth. One, yours may be financial. Yours may be spiritual. Yours may even be family-wise. You know, when you break forth as a family, it speaks volume. And especially the finance aspect, my brother that spoke about boss said, you are a better Christian when there is money in your pockets. Yes, you are. If you channel it rightly, you are a better Christian. But when your money dictates your life, you are not a Christian at all. You are a very better Christian when you know that there are people who need it. When you are aware that the money in your hand is not your money, it is, Yorubas will say, Afuni Shoni. It's the money for people around you. It's the money that blesses. And thank God, the more you give, the more it comes. And the more you keep, the less it comes. Get that very well. And so breaking forth may be on that side. However, I'd just like us to note that to break forth, number one, you must be able to cry. I'm not saying crying like a baby. There must be the aspect of crying. And that's why from Genesis to Revelation, there are always aspects of crying. Maybe crying through prayers. Maybe crying through the mouth. Maybe crying just like we have in Exodus chapter 2, verse 24. Exodus 2, 24. I'm sure you remember the children of Israel had a very lovely time from Genesis chapter 49. And so when we get to verse 24, it says, so God had the groanings and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. Verse 25. And God looked upon the children of Israel. And God acknowledged them. The groaning came in. They had to groan. Because they were under oppression. There was a necessity for a breaking forth. But there was a need for them to cry. And also in the book of Judges chapter 6 verse 7. From verse 1, he spoke about the Amalekites came. And they will take everything that belonged to them. And they were in pain. They were in suffering. There was no way they could break forth from the yoke of these Amalekites. Verse 7 says, and it came to pass. When the children of Israel did what? You can't see that. And it came to pass when the children of Israel, they cried out to the Lord. Maybe you will need to cry out to the Lord in a big way today. Maybe you will need to really shout and say, God, remember me. Maybe that's what God has been waiting for. I'm sure you still remember that Paul and Silas were there too. In Acts of Apostles chapter 16. The Bible said they sang, they praised through the night that everybody had their voice. All over, inside the prison, everybody had them shouting and praying. You could not even separate the crying from the noise, from the worship. They were just shouting and praising God. And something happened. When you get them, go and read at what happened in that place. The Bible said everything broke forth on his own accord. Things opened up on their own accord. There was a breaking forth. And therefore, for you, to actually enjoy this benefit of breaking forth, you may need to cry to God today. And also, secondly, he must be your shepherd. Psalm 24, verse 1. You should be able to stand and say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. 27:1 says, the Lord is the light of my life. You know, all these, you must be natural with God. Don't come to church and be a child of God and go out there and be something else. It doesn't work. If you think it's working now, it will fail. You are either for him or against him. There is no fence in this matter. You should be able to say, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Good morning, Daddy. That confidence must be there. And then there can be breaking forth. Without that, I'm sorry, there may not be any breaking forth. And also, your love for him must have no parallel. You must love the Lord. Psalm 27 verse 4 says, one thing have I desire of the Lord, that will I seek after. It says that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. And it did not end there. It says, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. How do you inquire from somebody you don't know? From somebody you don't love? You just wake up in the morning, you walk out. Para. Let him begin to lead you. Then break forth can come. Our pastor Daramola gave us an example some time ago. He said he wanted to see somebody. He went to Abuja. They said the person is in Lagos. He went to from Abuja to Lagos, Abi, and to Ekiti. And from Ekiti, they said he has gone back to Lagos. He's gone back to Lagos. Eventually, he could not see the person. Why? Because you must put the Lord before you. One thing have I desire of the Lord. What are you desiring? He says, that thing will I seek after, that I may dwell in the... Dwelling is a big job. And that's why the scripture says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You want to enjoy break forth? You want to enjoy breaking on every side? You will need to walk in this. And without this, it may be very difficult. And in walking, in doing this, there must be the issue of what we are discussing this month, which is trust. Do you really trust him? Don't you have options so that you can always run out? If God said, sit down there, and you see that things are not working the way you are sitting, you want to manipulate the issue. The issue of trust must be there. That was what brought down the kingdom of Saul, King Saul. Samuel said, wait, I will come. As woman, Saul looked around. First day, second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day, sixth day, and on the seventh day, Samuel had not come. He took on what he was not supposed to because he couldn't even trust that God. Do you really trust that God can give you a breaking forth on that side? Are you sure? If you are very sure, then you can then hold on to God. Because without the trust aspect, you cannot move. Proverbs 3 verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. I'm a well understanding. You know, God acknowledges it. I know you have understanding. It says, in all your ways, or in few of your ways, in all your ways, acknowledge him, and then he will direct your path. It is very pertinent for you, therefore, to know this God that you are expecting something from. He is the giver of life. He is your maker. Without him, you cannot survive. It is time we get to that level in life, and then we should be able to know that without him, there is nothing we can do. Luke chapter 5 from verse 4 upward spoke about a very dynamic fisherman. He could do anything. You know, he's a professional. He a very professional, wonderful fisherman who had been in the trade for so many years. Just like many of us would say, you know, I've been in this business for over 20 years. I have this, it is good. The day you will need the help is the day you will discover that you have caught nothing. But don't wait until then. And that's why you must make it progressive. That's why it must be big. It must be consistent. And so, this man went to the sea as usual, tried all he could do. Simon Peter tried so much that night. And the most unfortunate thing there is that throughout, he was sweating. He was trying like many of us. But the Bible said he caught nothing. May that not be your portion. You didn't hear me? May that not be your portion. Because after this message, there must be a breaking forth for you on every side. You will receive that. The Lord will cause you to walk into your breaking forth. Everywhere where doors have been locked, such doors will give way for your sake today in the name of Jesus. And then you will begin to smile. You walk in on in that. And so, this was Simon Peter, wonderful man. He went in. He did all he could do. And at the end of the day, he caught nothing. After the end of the whole show, Jesus was walking. Jesus was watching. Jesus was there. It's not a matter of Jesus had not appeared. He was there with him. He was only struggling on his own because, one, they had not been bringing in Christ into the matter. And so he was waiting. So after the sweat, after the troubles, after the trials, something happened. He said, drop it on that side. And the Bible said, and Peter did in verse 8. He put it down there. It's a very common story. And you and I, you are aware of what eventually happened. He could not contain that alone anymore. He had to go and hire people to come and celebrate that which God had done. It is not a matter of I am not sure it has happened. They all had to come and they had to support him so that we can drag this out. And the Bible said, at the end of the day, what they caught was more than what they could ever imagine. Listen to me. Some of us have been trying on our own for many years. Your trial have not brought forth anything tangible. Even the ones that you think it has come forth, it's nothing to show for. But now, you need to ask Christ and say, I'm giving up. It is now over to you. It is you or nobody else. And so, when it eventually happened, having said that, Jesus said, drop it there. He said, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. But at your word, we will do it. Are you going to say that today? That at his word, I will do it. I want to encourage us as we begin to pray today that there are so many ways that God will want to appear to everybody here. He is not short of miracle. You are down in your heart. There is no breaking forth on every side. Everything is as if, some of us will even say, why? It is time for that breaking forth to happen today. And my prayer is that our God will surely visit you. Don't forget the story of Lazarus also in John chapter 11. Lazarus was dead. Jesus said, let's go and wake him up. When they got there, all he had to say was a word. And he said, Lazarus, come forth. Some of us will need to hear that today. That your Lazarus will come forth. That Lazarus that had been dead for 4 days, abandoned, and the people even said, let's not go there. By now, he stinks. Your Lazarus has been stinking. It's okay. But your Lazarus will come forth. You didn't hear me. If it is your desire that every of these Lazarus, that there shall be breaking forth, that there shall be a new dispensation in your life, could you make up your mind today and let's rise up and let's pray together. What is it? Difficult? With God, all things are possible. Can you begin to look unto God for a miracle in the month of March? Can you begin to declare and say, Lord, I trust you. I believe in you. I rely on you. There is no one who can do this. I know now, today, I have come to realize that there is no man who can do it. It is only you. You are too faithful to fail me. You are too dependable to let me down. Can you just pray? I don't know where you need a breaking forth. Breaking forth could come from every side. Is it your body that is giving you issues? No. Is it your expectation you need a miracle? You are believing God for somebody for the fruit of the womb. You are believing God for the husband, for a wife, for somebody, or for yourself. Please, there is a need for breaking forth today. Oh, why not go ahead and say, Lord, there shall be a breaking forth for me. I receive a strength that is unique. I receive a strength that is special. Oh, you are too faithful to fail me. Please, release your trust. Release yourself unto him today. And say, Father, oh, unto you I commit all. I ask that you will work for me. You will cause me to smile. Just make it as simple as possible. And say, Lord, I cry unto you today. Help me. Help me, Lord. Are you praying for yourself? Please, let's make today a landmark. It's the 5th of March. It's the first Sunday. You must have a record of that. You must have a record. There must be a record that something happened today. There must be a record. Heaven must answer you. Something unique must happen to you.